Mr. Chairperson, Your Excellencies, FAO Director General, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to deliver a statement on behalf of the Nepalese delegation in this August gathering. I take this opportunity to congratulate you, Mr. Chair, on your election and also extend my sincere thanks to FAO Director General for this excellent preparation of the 38th session of FAO Conference. The theme of 38th session of FAO Conference is review of the state of food and agriculture, be sustainable food system for food security and nutrition, is more emphasizing on the need of well-designed food system for better nutrition. The situation of malnutrition is alarming and become global problem, and this is more serious in Africa and South Asia regions where the poverty is very high. Mr. Chairperson, FAO's most recent estimate indicate that 12.5%, which is around 8,868 million of the world's population, are undernourished in terms of energy intake. In about 26% of the world's children are stunted. 2 billion people suffer from one or more micronutrient deficiencies, and 1.4 billion people are overweight, of whom 500 million are obese. The situation is more pervasive in mostly developing countries and is burdened by multiple types of malnutrition which may coexist within the same country, household or individual. The chronic problem of all forms of malnutrition impose unacceptably high economic and social cost on society. The state and even an individual are spending a large portion of their income in health care, food items to fulfill their daily dietary requirements. Therefore, there is an urgent need to reduce these costs by introducing agriculture-based nutrition intervention and establishing sustainable food system, and that must begin within the integration of food and agriculture. Mr. Chairperson, the issue of malnutrition are complex and multidimensional. The major causes of malnutrition and its consequences are inadequate availability of and access to safe, diverse, nutritious food, lack of access to clean water, sanitation, health care, and inappropriate child feeding and adult dietary choices. The root causes of malnutrition are even more complex and encompasses broader economic, social, political, cultural, and physical environment. Addressing this multi-sectoral problem requires integrated and collaborative actions and complementary intervention in agriculture and food system. Mr. Chairperson, Nepal is also one of the high-risk countries from malnutrition, like stunting or underweight nutrition and micronutrient deficiencies perspective. The rural children and the women, particularly lactating women and children below 5 years of age, are more affected by stunting, underweight, and micronutrient deficiencies, whereas obesity and overweight is the problem of urban areas. About 41% of the households are consuming the foods less than calorie requirements. In this juncture, the government of Nepal has started several initiatives and developed policy frameworks to address the problem of malnutrition. Micronutrient deficiencies, dietary improvement programs with focused intervention. In this context, we have good partnership and joint program with FAO Nepal in formulating food and nutrition security plan, multi-sectoral nutrition plan of action, and some country-specific nutritional improvements. Similarly, some of the global initiatives like global agriculture and food security programs, Feed the Future, global health initiatives are currently ongoing initiatives in order to reduce the problem of malnutrition and improve the food insecurity situation of the country. Mr. Chairperson, addressing the malnutrition requires integrated approach and action at all levels, global, regional, and national level, and investment on agriculture and food system need to be increased substantially. We need some focused country-specific intervention like agriculture-based nutrition intervention, gender-sensitive nutrition program, and policies to address the specific issues of affected population. Nepal believes that this is possible with multi-sectoral cooperation and need to have strong partnership between public and private sectors and Rome-based UN agencies, particularly FAO, in order to address the emerging challenges in nutrition, food system, public health and education. The role of UN agencies, international community and development partners is very much crucial to find out the sustainable approach to overcome with these challenges and deriving a common lasting solution. Before concluding my remarks, Mr. Chair, I would like to extend our sincere thanks to FAO for its support in agriculture and rural development in Nepal. I wish a successful conclusion of 38th session of FAO conference, and this conference would be milestone to derive a common goal and pragmatic solution to address the issues of malnutrition and its consequences in general. Thank you.